Back on the record, we're going to discuss petition number 20063. Could you state your name for the record, please? Petitioner first.
John McDonald, representing the property owner.
Okay, John. McDonald, okay. And the property appraiser?
Melissa Cullen.
Both parties have been sworn in, and the petitioner understands the opening statement.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Would you like me to proceed?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I am looking at page 5 of my packet. And the parcel number is R292317-3582-0009-0020. The just value is $686,449. The assessed and taxable values are $600,293. You'll please turn to page 13. The owner of the property is Tender Care Medical Services, Inc. It's located at 306 and 318 Beverly Court in Spring Hill. It's at the eastern terminus of Beverly Court and Caribbean Drive, east of Commercial Way. It has 54,853 usable square feet of land. This is an office property with two separate professional office buildings. One of them was built in 1993 with an effective age of 2000, and the other was built in 1999 with an effective age of 2004. It has approximately 5,895 leasable square feet. If you will please turn to page 25. I have done a comparable sales analysis. I've used 5 sales located in Brooksville and Spring Hill, with effective ages from 1980 to 2017 and leasable area from 2,300 to 9,940 leasable square feet. They sold from March of 2018 to November of 2019. I made adjustments for market conditions, location, age condition, quality design, size, and land-to-building ratio. I, on page 26, came to a value of $125 per leasable square foot, for a final value of $736,875. If you will please turn to page 34, I've completed a comparable rental analysis using 4 rentals in Spring Hill, ranging in effective age from 2000 to 2007. These were all listings that ranged in size of available space from 1,100 to 4,000 square feet on a modified gross and triple net lease basis with rates from $8 to $12 per square foot. I have adjusted for expense structure, conditions of lease, location, age condition, quality design, size, and land to building ratio, and I came to a rate of $15 per leasable square foot. On the following pages, I have support for vacancy, expense comparables, cap rates, and if you will look on page 45, I've completed a direct cap using a vacancy and collection loss based on the market in Spring Hill for office at 5%, expenses at $2.94 per square foot for an NOI of $66,694, and after loading the cap rate, the final value from the income approach is $693,450. On page 46, you can see that I reconciled to a value of $728,190. I feel that the sales comparison approach was a little bit more applicable. And I feel that's because, to my knowledge, the petitioner can correct me if I'm wrong. As of the date of value, both buildings were owner-occupied by the owner's business. And for the remainder is the addendum with property record cards, legal information, as well as my credentials. And that's all I have for now.
Mm-hmm. The property appraiser's evidence is Exhibit 1 and is admissible. Mr. McDonald, it's your term at bat.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Well, I'm going to make this real easy on everyone. I'm not going to be providing any testimony. I put together some rent comparables, but I'm not in a big disagreement with the property appraiser's office on this one. So I'm just going to end it on that note.
You said you had no disagreement?
Well, I have no evidence, other than some rent comparables.
Okay.
So really not much of a case,
okay.
To present. So I'm just going to wave the white flag on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. End of petition. I want to thank you very much.
You can put
your flag down.
Okay. All right.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for the time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hope everyone has a nice holiday.
Okay. Okay. Evidence that the petitioner has submitted is Exhibit 2 and is admissible. End of petition.